We're up to Simon Reish Yutes Birchas Hoidas Yochid. Zog the Mechaber, Arbot Shrichim Lahoidis. Here we're talking about the Chiyuv of Birchas HaGoimel. So there's four categories that have a Chiyuv Hoida. Yordi Hayam, Kisha'olu Mimena. Yordi Hayam means people that were in the ocean, they were in a ship. But the Chiyuv Bracha is only Kisha'olu Mimena, when they leave the ship for good. Mishbur explains that Zdavka Kisha'olu Mimena Legamri. For example, if they're trying to go from destination A to B, and on the way the ship makes a stop at different ports and people get off, even if they get off for a few days, they don't make Birchas HaGoimel when they reach that destination, because that's not the final destination. And Mimele, even if they stay there for a long time, Shai Tzion brings from the El Yirabu, he's Mesopik, if they stay there for quite a few days, if they should make Birchas HaGoimel, even though they didn't reach the final destination. But his maskana is that even in this case, you don't make a bracha until you reach your final destination. Because lemaisa, you weren't nitzel menasakana legamri, because you still have to continue in the ship on the ocean. So mamele, you only make it when you get to the final place where you plan to go. And the same thing Dr. Mishnebura applies to holcha midbaris, which is the next case. The Mechaber says, v'holcha midbaris kishyagiyu liyishuv. People that are traveling along Nesia in the midbar, even though Be'emtza Nesia, they passed through some yishuv, they went through a city, but since that's not the ultimate destination, they don't make a Birchas HaGoyim because they're planning to continue on through the midbar. So it's only once they reach their final destination, that's when they make the bracha. Now this is all talking about that you were really planning to go from A to B, and in the middle, you stopped off at a few different stops. But if the itinerary included these stops, and that was part of your cheshbon, you're going now to see five different countries. You're starting at A and you're finishing at the last country, but in between you're planning to see other countries, and in each country you're planning to spend time. You're going to have to come in if it's a day, if it's more. So in such a case, the poskim say that in each place where you land, you have to make a bracha. The poskim bring down if someone is making an asiyah to kivrit tzaddikim, and he's going to different countries, and each time he's taking a plane, let's say, and he's going across the ocean from one place to another, even though it's one long asiyah, and he has an itinerary of five different places, but each place is a tachas b'fnei atzmai. So in each place, he has to make Birchas HaGoimel again. And the B'Shem Zalman says, in such a case, even if he's only staying there for one day, he also has to make a Birchas HaGoimel. And when he reaches home, which is the final destination, he'll make a Goimel again. However, if a person reaches his home, and then he's planning, he made a trip, and the next day, after he reaches his house, he's planning to go again. So there, but once he reaches home, that's always considered a final destination, even though tomorrow he's traveling again. And therefore, Avadi, he has to make a bracha when he gets home. Rav Ozner uses this lemaisa, for example, in times of war in Eretz Yisrael, where the soldiers are out in the battlefield. So as long as they're out in the battlefield, they don't make a Birchas HaGoyim until they come back. And if they come home for a furlough for, let's say, a day or two, and they're planning to go right back, each time they come home, they would make a Birchas HaGoyim. Zog the Mechaber Vayter, another case where a person has a chiyuv to bench goyimel, umisha hayecholeh v'nisrape. So Zog the Mishnah Berurah, v'hoylech kvar al burya. What's the gather of nisrape? How much nisrape does he have to be? So the Mishnah Berurah is v'hoylech kvar al burya. He's walking back gesund like he was before. Now, the shayla, does he have to be back 100%? So many poskim say, Shevet Halevi and Aruch HaShulchan, even if he's not 100% better yet, but once he's already better enough that he's walking out in the street normally, even though he still has a roishim of the machle, he would make a bracha. Although, from the Rechaim, it's brought down that he held you shouldn't make a Birchas HaGoyim until you feel 100% healed. Obviously, we're talking about in a case where the person will be healed 100%. If it's a type of injury the person had that he'll never get back to himself, then he makes a bracha when he reaches that point, according to the Divrei Chaim. But again, according to the other Paiskim, once he's healthy enough to walk around in the street, he already makes a Birchas HaGoyim. The last one the Mechaber mentions from the Arba'a Tzrichim Lehoidis is Misha Hayechavish Beveis Asurim V'yotza, someone that was jailed, and he's let out of jail. When he comes out of jail, he makes a bracha. V'simonoch V'chol HaChayim Yoidu Chasela, B'sein Shemanesu V'chol HaChayim Yoidu Chasela, Chayim is Rosh HaTevis Chavish Yisurim Yom Midbar. These four have to be mevarach a Birchas Hayda. Now, what exactly is considered the Yordei Hayam? So, Bialacha discusses whether it's Dafki Yam, which means an ocean, or even a lake as well. It's a lake where ships travel. That's also a makam where you have to make a goyim. So, he wants to be toiled in a machlekas. We'll see later in Siv Zayin. Benegeya Holcha Midboris, is that Dafka Midboris, or someone that travels Me'ir Le'ir, does he also have to make Birchas Hagoyim? So there's a machlekes over there, Mechaber and the Ramah. So according to the Mechaber, Mechaber holds Kol Adrochim Becheska Sakona. So a person that travels Me'ir Le'ir has to make a bracha. So Ibazoi, Taina de Bialocha, a nor, a lake, is no better than Stam Drochim. If Stam Drochim is Becheska Sakona, you make a Goyim, well, for sure going through a lake also. However, according to Minig Ashkenaz, the Ramah, that says Dafke a midbir, so Ibazoi could be Stam a nor, you wouldn't make a bracha, because the level of sakone by nor isn't as great as it is by yam. And the Bialocha adds that someone that goes through the yam, even if nothing happened, there was no great storms and everything went smooth, there was no matzav of sakone, no actual sakone happened to him, still you make a bracha. And the same thing, a person that went through the midbir, even though he had adequate food and drink with him, and he was never in a matzav of sakone, still, in both of these cases, Chazal were mesakan the bracha. And the chiddush is, even though if you look in the capital in Tehillim, the capital of Hoidu that discusses the Arba Tzrichim Lehoidus, B'negei Midbar, it says, Toba Midbar B'shima in Dorech. B'shima in Dorech is a place where it's wilderness and there's no food and the drink. And B'yar the Yam, it says, V'yomer V'yam Midruch Sa'ara, big waves came up. It's Lav Dafke. Heyos, these are places that these things could happen, so Meil, it's considered a Mokum Sakon. And if someone went through safely, he has a Chiyav Haidah, even though he L'maisa was never in a Matzav where he reached Sakon. V'negei is someone that was Chavish B'Beis Asurim, someone that was jailed. Mishabur brings down, it's a Machlekes Achreinim, if this is Dafke, someone that was jailed because of Iske Nefashis, it was a Shaila whether he killed someone, it was a capital offense, or even for other reasons too. So the Bialocha explains like this, that Magen Avraham's sheet is that Dafke, if he was in jail because of a capital offense. So what's the pshat? Because Magen Avraham's understanding that the sakana of jail is because he was in a sakana to see what's going to happen with him, whether he's going to get a chi of misa or not. So if he was only jailed because of some monetary issues, so there he's never going to reach a matzah of sakanas nefashis. Because even if he comes out guilty and he can't pay back the whatever he was in the schayev to pay, no one's going to kill him because of that. So in such a case, he's never in a matzav of sakana, so you don't make a bracha. Hashem kain, someone that's there because of a capital offense. So if they're going to paskin dinoi that he's guilty, then they're going to kill him. So there he was in a matzav of sakana, so there he makes a bracha. So ibazoi, even if he was in jail because of a capital offense, that's dafke. The period that he's in jail till they decide whether he's guilty or not, because then he's in a matzav of sakana that if they come out a psak that he's guilty, he's going to be killed, and we don't know Kozmani's in jail which way his din is going to end up. But if a person was already sentenced, and like we have today that even for murder chedayim, not always, most times they don't kill a person, they give him a sentence, it could be a life sentence or whatever it is. So in such a case, once he's jailed, even though he was jailed because of a capital offense, but it makes no difference. Now that it was Nifsak Dinoi, that he's just getting life in prison, so for that he doesn't have to make a Birchas Hagoyim. Because he was never in a Matzav Sakana. When he went into jail, we knew that he's going into jail just for a time period. He was never going in there, al-smach, that he may be killed. Unless it's such a type of jail which you have, that the jail itself is a Mokum Sakana. Hayos, you're there with Kol Mina Abrayonim, and it's Shchiach that prisoners kill each other, so then the etzem yeshiva be'sa asurim, that itself is a sakana. So then even if you would be chavish machmas momen, if the matzav of jail is a matzav of sakonas nefashos, avadi you would make a birchas hagoyim. The bialocha is then matchil, it could be this that the Magen Avraham says, that the din of goyimul by yoshiv be'sa asurim is dafke by Yoshev Aliske Nefashis, is even in a case where he's sitting in jail machmas a sentence, not only because he's sitting there waiting a sentence and he got out, but even if he was sentenced to jail and not Betoyers getting killed. Betoyers, they gave him a life sentence, or they gave him a sentence of kama years. Still, in that case also, maybe it makes sense to bench a goimel. Al Hogufe, that you were given a sentence of prison as opposed to a sentence of death. So maybe that itself deserves goimel. Then the Bialocha brings down the shita of all the other Achreinim who are going to Magen Avraham, and they want to say, they bring rais from Rishonim, that even if someone was jailed machmas momen and he was never in a matzav of sakone, he also makes a goyma when he leaves jail. Why? So their lashon is kivin da kolponim hayu kolui
The mere fact that a person is not his own bailim, he's tied up, he's totally in someone else's whim. So even though it's not a sakanas nefashis, that itself requires goimel. That's the inyan of chavish beis asurim that needs hagoimel. However, the mashmoyis of the Bir Halacha is that he's going with the shita of the Magen Avraham, the dafke chavish machmas nefashis. That's when there's a chi of goimel. And even if you want to go with the Cholkim, he says, that would only be the Fidashitas of Mechaber later in Sivches, as opposed to the Shita of Ramo over there, according to Minig Ashkenaz, that the Shita of the Ramo is that a Holchid Rochim, if it's not Holchimid Boris, even we don't say that Cholad Rochim Becheska Sakone, and therefore you always make a Goimel. The Ramo says it's only when there's a Matzav of Sakonis Nefoshes, Mamakam Shain Sakone, you don't make a Broche, so Mamele. The mere fact that he's in jail and he's not a shaylid benafshay, that's not enough to mechayiv birchas hagoimel. The only way to mechayiv birchas hagoimel if there is some aspect of sakana, and that's why Magen Avraham shita is more mistaber zok de bialoche, that only when he's chavish al iske nefashis. Unless the situation of chavish mitzad moment is also involving a sakana because he's in a dangerous jail and a chanami, in that case also you would make a hagoimel. Now going back a minute to Holchi Yamim. So the place can bring down, Shev Talevi says this, that's Poshet, someone that goes in a tunnel under the sea. Avada doesn't make a Birchis HaGoyim, well, that's not called Holchi Yamim, because that's considered Holchi Yabosh. The big shayla of the place can bring down is a plane that goes over an ocean. So there are many shitas in the Paiskim. Can hear that Reiv Oilam does make a Goyimel al Koponim when they fly over a sea. Although Reb Moshe's shita is that the reason why you make a goimel when you fly in an airplane has nothing to do with flying over a sea. Reb Moshe's taina is that just like a sea is a makom she'ena betuach, yabosh is more of a makom betuach than a sea. When you're flying in the air, forget about if you're over a sea or not. The mere fact that you're in the air, you're not on the ground. If something were to happen, chas v'shalom, in the plane, then there's no ground to land. The person dies. So maybe it's no different than being in a sea. So according to Reb Moshe, there's no nafkamina if you're flying in the same country from one city to another, or if you're flying transatlantic and you're going over an ocean. The point is that you're in the air, and if something happens, there's no safety net over there. So maybe according to him, you would make a goimel anytime you take a flight. But Kanir, the Minhag Olam is not like that. Those that make a goimel in a plane is only when they go over an ocean. Sif Beis, the Mechaber discusses what exactly is the Nusach of Birchas HaGoyim. Zog the Mechaber, Uma Mevorach, Baruch Hat Hashem L'Kenim Elecha Olam, HaGoyim Elecha Yovim Toivis, Shegmolani Kol Toiv. What does it mean, HaGoyim Elecha Yovim Toivis? That the Bein Shel Olam does favors even for people who are Chayiv. Even though they're Chayiv, still he gives them Toivis. And Mele, the Mevorach has in mind, Afal Pisha Eini Hogin Ve'eini Kedai, still the Bein Shel Olam in his goodness did me a favor. However, Dr. Mishabur, this nusach is not ma'akiv. As long as he says the inyan of the bracha, that's fine. This exact nusach is not ma'akiv. The Rambam also says that b'shas you make birchas hagoyim, you're supposed to be standing. However, b'di'evad, Dr. Mishabur, you're yoytze even if you're sitting. Dr. Mechaber, b'ashoimim, those that hear the bracha, they answer, oimim misha gemolcha kol toiv, hu yigmolcha kol toiv selo. And Mishabur brings down that avada this is l'chatchilah, but b'di'evad, if they don't answer, it's not ma'akiv. In the person making the bracha, he's yoytze his birchas hagoyim, even without them answering.